You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We've seen an increase in the number of artificial intelligence use cases. One of those use cases in particular has been the rising popularity in voice agents. You get a phone call. On the other end of the phone call is not a human being, but an AI-recorded voice that is trying to sell you something. I, for one, am not too pleasantly surprised by this development, and I can imagine a lot of South Africans share that view. So much so that the Information Regulator of South Africa is equally concerned about certain aspects around the use of artificial intelligence in voice agents. We're going to be taking a look at this in a bit more detail with the Senior Manager for AI Analysis at the Information Regulator of South Africa, Langi Themba Mazibu, who joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Langi, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. What presents the greatest concern for the Information Regulator around the use of artificial intelligence in voice agents?
Good evening. Thank you, Jamie, and good evening to your listeners. The biggest challenge we have is looking at these AI agents is where they collect this information from. You know, you'll see from Section 12 of POPIA that they're obligated to collect the personal information directly from data subjects. So if they're using this information, where are they collecting this information from? Because we know that AI agents can be powerful, but the underlying data is what drives them.
Langi, aside from the data collection, I'd imagine in line with Papia, we're also looking at the use of that data, because that then speaks to whether or not I consented to giving of that data. And that's a whole separate conversation that we've had around Papia and what it is that marketing particular and cold call agents are allowed to do. Where does AI then kind of fit into this? Because it doesn't necessarily absolve them from responsibility if a business is using AI simply because there's no agent on the other side.
You know, it doesn't. I think we've seen this move because previously you would have people calling and it was deemed that it was fine and you could market to people using the telephone. But that is electronic communication, and there's a Section 69 of POPIA that governs the use of electronic communications when you are marketing directly to people. I mean, even Section 11.1A of POPIA, it requires you to get the consent of anyone you want to, whose personal information you want to process. That includes collection, sharing, and selling of this personal information. And a lot of times we just give away this information on our apps and the like.
Langi, can we take a look at how businesses should be responsibly deploying artificial intelligence solutions, particularly where it relates to things like POPIA and the role that the Information Regulator plays in the South African context? We've already looked to address the issue of unwarranted spam calls, and the last thing we'd want is to have this turn into more of that with no clear direction on perhaps how we should be approaching this. Businesses that are out there that are looking to deploy AI agents, what should they be doing to safeguard those that they engage with and how it is that they use AI?
Indeed, they should just make sure that they comply with the 8 conditions for lawful processing of personal information. This includes also looking at Regulation 41B, which requires that these companies conduct a personal information impact assessment. This involves looking at all the personal information that you'll be processing and all what impacts will there be to that information, will they be adverse or not, and just following the prescripts of POPIA in terms of 669 as well.
Certainly some important concerns being raised by the Information Regulator around the responsible deployment of artificial intelligence where it relates to businesses. We're going to be keeping an eye on this and seeing how it is that this would potentially impact South Africans going forward. For now, I'll leave the conversation on that note. Langi Themba Mazibu, Senior Manager for AI analysis at the Information Regulator of South Africa, joining us to take a look at how it is that AI should be processed or should be handled by businesses. We're going to be going into the second half of this particular conversation, looking at the business aspects of it and how businesses should be dealing with it from their perspective. And for that, I'm joined on the line by Managing Director of Worldwide Works, Arthur Goldstuck, to see if we can make sense of this. Arthur, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. You just heard my conversation with the Information Regulator around the responsible use cases for artificial intelligence, particularly in the business context. From a business perspective, I suppose, let's talk how realistic some of these expectations are and what businesses should be doing from their responsibilities perspective.
Hi, Jimmy. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you, Arthur?
Good, thank you. I was very impressed with the Information Regulator's perspective because it really encapsulates how we need to be looking at AI in terms of communication between companies and their customers.
Arthur, where does the company or the companies that are using AI, where do they start to kind of fall short, or perhaps where do they start to misuse AI that could potentially have organizations like the Information Regulator concerned?
At the moment, the biggest problem is when the companies believe that AI simply replaces a call center or a contact center and replaces humans communicating with humans. Because when they take that approach, it tends to be trying to save money, simply trying to cut down on staff costs, instead of looking at how do they use AI to enhance the communication between humans and other human beings. So when they go with the first approach, they do fall foul of protection of personal information, but they also fall foul of business strategy in general, because the customer does not trust a business that calls them pretending to be human and they turn out to be AI. They also don't trust them when the human doesn't have an option of defaulting the call to another human being. So it's a strategic issue as much as it's a technology issue.
Arthur, from a business perspective, what are some of the opportunity sets that exist for AI if we are to assess, I suppose, the use cases that are being implemented at the moment? If we're looking at that broadly from being able to improve systems, enhance efficiencies, where does the business proposition sit in favor of the use of AI?
There are three industries that will benefit massively in the coming years if they use it effectively, efficiently, and in a human-oriented way. And that is the banking and insurance industry, or let's say financial services in general, the healthcare sector, massive opportunity to bring healthcare advice, but also responsiveness to ordinary people in a way that's not possible before. So those are the two major sectors. But in general, any company that has a large customer base and uses contact centers to contact their customers, so what they call business process outsourcing, that entire industry has the opportunity to become far more responsive and far more human. Because right now, you get a call from a call center, a human being calling you and reading from a script. That is far worse than an AI that can adapt as it goes along. So you can enhance both the humans and the AIs in that whole industry and make that industry more effective, but also more acceptable, because most people hate getting a call from a telemarketer who's reading from a script. Now imagine that telemarketer can become even more human, or actually become human as opposed to just being someone reading from a script. That's what AI allows them to become. So AI actually enhances the human being, doesn't replace the human being. And when you use AI to replace the human being, that's when you lose the customer trust.
Speaking of customer trust, Arthur, before I let you go, I want to take a look at how important that is in terms of safeguarding consumers and protecting consumers, because we know that artificial intelligence in all its glory and its hype at the moment could potentially be used or misused, rather, for nefarious purposes. And that poses quite a security risk as well, given how quickly this is advancing and how some AIs even store information. If we look at that and we look at kind of the overall data protection implications and that around the consumers and businesses, AI, should it remain part of these businesses, or should we be taking a more careful approach as to how it is that we implement it in business?
Jimmy, you hit the nail on the head with regard to AI being used for nefarious purposes and therefore people losing trust in AI. But what that does is highlights the need to build trust into the process from the start. So any company using AI must look at how they incorporate trust, how it becomes part of the fabric of what they do, as opposed to what you would call a bolt-on. So it's got to be built in and not bolted on. Because once you bolt it on, you've actually lost the trust of the customer.
Having to think about how it is that we use artificial intelligence in businesses is becoming ever more critical and important, especially as businesses continue to advance and advance their own objectives. We'll have to leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Managing Director at Worldwide Works, Arthur Goldstuck, for joining us to take a look at the use of artificial intelligence by businesses in everyday engagements, particularly for voice agents that are contacting South African consumers.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.